This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi today. Both leaders are expected to hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and UAE. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan reached New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He is accompanied by several ministers from the UAE government and a business delegation. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will attend the first India Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. This historic gathering aims to strengthen ties between India and the Gulf nations. The meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy, with the GCC region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner. This diplomatic engagement holds significant importance for India's foreign policy. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from GCC member countries, further solidifying India's relationships in the region. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms and battery-operated car services, will not attract any GST. A young male patient who recently travelled from a country currently experiencing mpox transmission has been identified as a suspect case of mpox. Health Ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and samples from the patient are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable. The ministry further said that the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing to identify potential sources and assess the impact within the country. The ministry assured that the country is fully prepared to deal with such isolated travel-related case and has robust measures in place to manage and mitigate any potential risk. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of this month. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. People can also give a missed call on 1922 and follow the link received in SMS to directly give their suggestions to the Prime Minister. People can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted till 27th of this month. Around 1 crore and 79 lakh activities have been reported as part of the ongoing 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maah so far. The Poshan Maah, which began on 1st of September, will continue till 30th of this month. The one-month campaign, which was launched from Gujarat, focuses on key themes including anemia, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, along with technology for better governance across the nation. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the depression over the west central and adjoining northwest bay of Bengal is likely to cross the Odisha coast near Puri by noon today. Following this, it will move across parts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha. IMD has issued a red alert of extremely heavy rainfall warning for coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Odisha for today. The weather agency has forecast very heavy rainfall over parts of Telangana, Gangetic West Bengal, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbha, parts of Kerala, Mahe, coastal Karnataka, Assam, Meghalaya, Sikkim, Jharkhand and Rajasthan are also likely to witness heavy rainfall. And Paris Paralympics 2024 concluded with a sparkling closing ceremony in the French capital last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.